Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Russell Smith, that's cool. I've lived here a long, long time, and I didn't know any of that. So, folks, I think there was some good information. You said you did some research on the drought, which we all are very familiar with here lately.
Well, I researched back into the records of the military back in the 1860s and of course, all the way up to present for several, not just for books, but for other reasons. But the main thing is back in the 1860s and 70s and 80s, over and over again, there's documented written recordings of everybody talking about the drought. They just keep talking about how out here on the what they call the desert west of us, they would see the remnants of animals that had died, people that had died, wagons that were broken down, that the drought had gotten them because it takes water to survive. Then they also talked about the 1882 flood, and of course, many of us know about. I wasn't here, of course, and wasn't alive, but I've heard about the 36 flood, the 1936 flood here. And in some references, there are strong storms that come. And there are some blizzards that bring snow. And now we're talking about 100, in the 100, range of 140 years ago. But overtly, time and time again, they're talking about the desert. And it doesn't matter whether it's the, normally it would be the doctor at the fort writing about it or one of the commanders at the fort, or there would be a reporter that had come from New York to see what it's like on the frontier. And just think about the Indians who were here before we came, and they were having to deal with this on a regular basis, and they had to know where all the water holes are. Have you ever wondered why they call Big Springs Big Springs? I mean, it's a lot of the places where towns are, there was some type of water that drew people and things there. One thing I learned in my research was Fort Chadburn, a great historical place up there, but Oak Creek had gone dry or gotten where there wasn't any water. So ultimately, the three rivers converge here, so they built Fort Concho here. But the drought was a common thing back in those days.
So why Big Lake?
Well, at one time, they had water there. I mean, they had a means of water there, I guess. I mean, that's what I'm getting at, because in my research, they're talking about places like Horsehead Crossing on the Pecos, where there's horseheads because the horses died because it was so salty. There is water there. But it was so salty, and when the animals would get there, they would be so dehydrated, and then they would just consume just too much, and they'd be gone. So,
well, and if you think about it from the time period you're talking about till now, I know one thing. Growing up in Sonora, we still have a place in Sonora. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, and I'm talking 45 years ago, there wasn't hardly any mesquite trees down there.
Right.
I mean, it was oak trees. It was beautiful. It was open. And today, and we're still doing brush control, but I mean, you can't hardly walk. You can't ride horseback through some of the pastures anymore because the mesquites are so thick, and they suck up the water. And then you add people moving to the state of Texas every day. It's an issue.
Well, in all my research, basically, unless you were near a river, a lot of this was grass-laden country through our part of the where we are right here. And we got out west, you had the cactus and stuff, but there was a lot of stirrup-high grasses in here, and that's what made a lot of these cattlemen, when they got here during the good times, it was good grazing for the cattle. When I wrote the Concho Bass Club history, the first one, the 40-year history, that one of their members who was in his 60s told me about his dad and his granddad. This is long before O.C. Fisher Dam was ever built. And they were talking about watching the dad or the granddad ride horseback across stirrup-high grasses across those lands. Well, now there's mesquite and cedar. One little thing that did happen that I'm aware of is when they made the big push on the North Concho to get rid of the cedar and the mesquite, I'm aware of a place where they pushed a bunch of the land, I think about 1,200 acres, and then Chalk Creek bubbled up out of the ground that early part of the summer for about 3 weeks after they did it. Now, the 100-degree heat came back and it disappeared. But today, all that land has got cedar and mesquite on it taller than than we are, and it's all grown back.
Yeah, it's hard. You can't get rid of it. It's
I mean,
hard.
It's just a well. It's a never ending. If you're gonna do that to have water, I mean, I think we do have to do that if we're gonna have water that we need. But you can't stop eradicating it.
I agree 100% with you. We're running out of time. Let's tell you a little bit what you've seen, and we talked a little bit, the changes in San Angelo just in the past 30 years. You know, the war on drugs, the Angelo Sporting Goods, the mom-and-pop stores. We're turning into a bigger city.
It's happening right before our very eyes. We San Angelo always kind of seemed to be staying small. And then all of a sudden, we've seen all this growth just in the last few years. But as you just think about the past, I remember going, I'm guessing it was in the 70s, to a place called Rector's mm-hmm. down here.
Drive up.
Right. And it was kind of across from where Albertsons used to be that isn't there anymore. There used to be a hamburger place, a good one out here called Mr. G's mm-hmm. that was out here on the side. And there's an auto parts store there now.
Right.
And there was a club called the Blue Diamond that was out here on Sherwood Way. There were so many businesses when I became a young policeman that have all – but they'd been there for a long time. And now those families
– Oh, the original Zentner Steakhouse?
Right. It's gone.
Meemaw Zentner, yeah. Folks, we're running out of time. I hope this was a kind of a cool little Merry Christmas treat for you. Will you come back and do some more?
Sure.
I mean, we ran
Be
out of time
to,
on you,
Scott.
But this is such cool information on our history and our whole city. Folks, again, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll catch you next week. That was great.